Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Jay Sadhu, who serves as Chief Executive Officer of Customers Bank Corp, Inc., and Executive Chairman of Customers Bank. Under Jay's management, Customers Bank grew from a $250 million troubled bank to over $20 billion in assets in approximately 10 years. Sadhu has received numerous recognitions in the industry, including Financial World CEO of the Year, Turnaround Entrepreneur of the Year, and was named the Large Business Leader of the Year by the Chamber of Commerce. He is the author of Never, Ever, Ever Give Up. And Mr. Sadhu, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, Eric, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, an honor and a pleasure to have you with us here today. So tell me, for starters, what's the bottom line to never, ever, ever give up?
Well, Eric, I come from very humble beginnings, and I was very fortunate when I was in my 20s, had an opportunity to be a senior executive at a bank, in my 30s to be a CEO, and in my 40s to be a Fortune 500 CEO. So reflecting on the life now, I'm 70 years old. So going back and reflecting on the life that was from very humble beginnings, and the impact that my father, my colleagues all along the life, and there were setbacks and successes. And I came up with four things that really clarified, in my opinion, of what it takes to succeed both in a personal life as well as in a business life. And trying to communicate that, I decided to write a book called Never, Ever, Ever Give Up, not just for my grandchildren, which I originally thought, but now my goal is to try to reach about 500,000 young people and inspire them and guide them and share with them some of the my philosophy on life and secrets to success. And that's what where we stand right now. And I'm thrilled that it became a Wall Street Journal and an Amazon bestseller very quickly.
Certainly appreciate the overview shared on the book, and it sounds like it is definitely a must read for sure. Now, who did you write the book for, and who should be reading this book? Sounds like everybody should.
I think, Eric, it's a universal book. I would like to obviously suggest folks between the ages of 16 and 30, because they are much more, generally speaking, looking for thoughts, looking for ideas, looking for to read about the lives of successful people. But in addition to that, I also share my views on raising emotionally and intellectually and spiritually healthy children, and about happiness as such, because I think the overall life is very important. And to be a great leader, you must be a great human being first. So it's really primarily written for the younger, but I think others will probably find it very interesting also. Can I just share with you, like in 2-3 minutes, what the essence of my message is?
Oh, most definitely do that.
Okay. So, Eric, what I want to share with everybody is that you must, everybody, in your personal life as well as in business life, be clear about your vision or your dream and your mission. And also, what are the things, 3 to 4 things, that are most critical for you to achieve that mission? And break it down into goals. And that is absolutely critical. So I'll give you an example. I hitchhiked when I was 16 all over Asia and Europe, and I really had the best education at that time, because my goal was to get from Delhi to London and back with no money in my pocket. And it was like, but that mission drove me to find ways to succeed. And the same thing applies in business. So anyway, number one is clarity of your vision. Number two is that you must be an authentic human being. And You must always be a great listener, develop your emotional maturity or emotional intelligence besides the education. And because anything that you want to do and you want to communicate, and you know, it's like, I know your background is sales, but in life, I think everybody is constantly communicating and selling their views and their ideas. So authenticity is absolutely critical, because that'll make you self-aware, that'll make you develop empathy for others. And in business, it also gets into a mastery of what I call a mastery of your internal environment, which is an assessment of your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your gaps, which will you have to fill up so that you can achieve your mission. Third is that whatever you do, make sure you can do it beyond the expectations of anybody and everybody. Example is that if you want to have a goal to become to go to a good school, you must excel in your classes in high school to give you the best opportunities for colleges. And you have to excel in colleges to have the best opportunity for careers. You have to excel in your job and the career to have the best opportunity to move ahead and move forward and be pulled up as such. When you are in a business environment, it means is that you must have a so-called mastery of the external environment. What's happening in the economy? What's happening in the regulations? What's happening with technology? What's happening with competitors? And that becomes the same thing in terms of doing beyond your expectation, because you will excel at exceeding if you can have an authentic self-assessment, plus you're a master of the outside things which will impact you. And last but not the least, you must have a passion for continuous improvement, and you must give back. So those are the, you know, it's lots of things, but I always believe that you must simplify things and put it into no more than 3 to 5 things which make the greatest impact. And those were some of the principles that I learned from my father growing up. And then I was able to apply those all the way from the hitchhiking trip to building a company from nothing to a Fortune 500 company. And then, like you said, taking in my round 2 of entrepreneurship, taking a failed bank and building it into a 20 billion enterprise in 10 years. So that's the main message. And I share a lot of stories along the way. And then talk about the importance of happiness and raising emotionally healthy kids. And that's what prompted me to try to reach the 500,000 young people, because I want to try to make an impact in them. Even if 5% of those 500,000 can maybe get the essence of the message and become much more driven, much more resilient, much more passionate about what they want to achieve, that's 25,000 people. If they need money, I can help through my network to get them scholarships. So 100% of the proceeds from the book sales, as well as speaking engagements that I know I'm going to get invited to, I'm going to give 100% of that to set up educational and financial fund. Plus, through my contacts, I can multiply that several times. And money should never be a reason why you cannot achieve your mission. That's my belief. I came over here with zero money to the United States. If you can't make it in the U.S., you can't make it anywhere. And today, fortunately, I'm pretty well off. So that's my message.
Well, I must say that response is quite inspiring, and I'm sure you have brought attention to quite a few things from your response to that question. Thanks so much for covering that well. Now, let's look at philanthropy. Your philanthropy and your bank's philanthropy really concentrate on kids and education. Why is that, and also why is that an important investment?
Something that I'll never forget, my dad told me when I left India to come to the United States to go to grad school here. He was sick and in the hospital fighting cancer. and he passed away shortly afterwards. And the choice was whether I stay home or he gives me the money to help me buy my ticket. And he said, the best investment a parent or anyone can make in a child is to support their education. You think about this is that IQ development is not the only education, but colleges, universities, schools help you with that. Education also is developing the overall human being and to making yourself a great human being. And that education is constant life learning, and you never ever stop learning. So we made education a priority so that at all ages of life, it can positively impact the life of the individuals who are committed to continuous learning. And you never, ever give up on education and continuous learning till the last day of your life. That's what we believe.
And certainly appreciate that response, and I totally agree with you there as well. Today we're speaking with Mr. Jay Sadhu, the Chief Executive Officer of Customers Bank Corp, Inc., and Executive Chairman of Customers Bank. He's also the author of Never, Ever, Ever Give Up, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as you look back, what experience in your life most prepared you for the chairmanship of a major bank?
You know, Eric, that's a very interesting thing. Thank you for asking that question. And I never had an aspiration to become a CEO, but I had an aspiration that whatever opportunities are given to me, that I would excel and embrace them and thank and be so grateful and be full of gratitude to those who've given me that opportunity. So over the years, anytime there was a challenge, there was a problem, I don't believe in the word being overwhelmed or being over my head or being exhausted. I always look at challenges as the biggest opportunity. So as an example, one time in my career, I was only in business for about 3 or 4 years and working for a small bank. And the mortgage department got all messed up because they didn't know how much they had to pay for the taxes of their customers. Escrows were messed up. I did not, Eric, even know what the word mortgage meant. But I ran into the CEO in a restroom and he was shared with me that that was the problem. I said, if it's humanly, it can be fixed. I can do it. Give me an opportunity to study it. So I went to the library, went through, at that time they had thesauruses and whatnot and encyclopedias. So I studied all night to learn what a mortgage was and how it works. And then we got together with a team, and to make a long story short, within 3 weeks, we solved the problem and recreated all the accounts which were messed up. So similarly, preparing for a chief executive officer or any leadership position is that you must be clear about what you're trying to achieve. And you must have an authentic self-assessment as to what do we need to do to make sure that we can execute superbly on the goals that we've set for ourselves. And be totally authentic, because nobody's perfect. And seeking perfection is a word for destruction, but seeking knowledge and assessment is a recipe for success. It's because if you can assess it properly and do an authentic self-assessment, you will identify the gaps and address them properly. So that's another thing which I always look at and our teams look at as to how we can improve ourselves and have our teams continuously engaged and empowered to make the proper decisions and take the proper actions so they can execute on those missions. A third thing is you got to be, like I shared with you earlier, you got to be a master of the external environment. So what prepared me to have a successful career is to be constantly on top of the changes that are taking place in technology, like right now, studying books and studying podcasts and videos all on AI and the impact of AI on process improvement as well as in the lives of our clients. and what we can offer to them. So those are the kinds of things. And last but not the least, to prepare for a CEOship is that you must be passionate about continuous improvement, continuous learning, and you got to give back. Because the more you give, the more you will get. And the happier you're, and the the whole idea of gratitude is so important, and humility is so important. And pride with humility creates absolute happiness. And so that you enjoy your successes, but same time, you're very grateful for those opportunities. And I think arrogance is terrible traits of men, some leaders, and they will never ever be able to sustain. But if you are humble, you are caring, you are trusting, you are authentic, you are clear about your strengths, your weaknesses, and how what needs to be done, and you are committed to it, and you always hire the best, and you encourage others to be the best that they can be, you can do and achieve anything, and you can do definitely excel in your goals.
A truckload of takeaways from that response right there. Really do appreciate it. It's been really good to have had you on the program, Mr. Sidhu. Before you go, and as we conclude, lastly, what's the one life lesson you want to leave us with here today?
Never, ever, ever give up. And there will be setbacks in life. You never have straight lines. If you are on a mission to achieve your objectives, just remember that whenever you have a setback or you have some kind of a problem or challenges or failures come on, that is life. And resiliency is a part of life. And rather than drowning yourself in self-pity and blaming game, look at ourselves and what we can do to get back on the saddle and keep on going and never, ever, ever give up.
Again, Mr. Sidhu, we want to thank you for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or pick up the book, Never, Ever, Ever Give Up, where's the best place to check it out online?
Oh, I think the book is on Amazon. And to pick up more details, or they want to invite me to speak at their conventions or colleges or universities or even high schools, I'll do it at my anytime. And to reach me is J-A-Y-S is my middle name, and the last name is Sidhu. So J-A-Y-S-S-I-D-H-U.com. That's the best way to reach me.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience. Again, Mr. Sidhu, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And again, it certainly was my pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Jay Sidhu, the Chief Executive Officer of Customers Bank Corp, Inc., and Executive Chairman of Customers Bank. He's also the author of Never, Ever, Ever Give Up. And for further details, simply visit jssidhu.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.